Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Bruce Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
All right, we're back. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. Real Ass Podcast. Makeup show. We missed one on Friday. What the fuck happened to Chrissy? She was here a second. The second we started the show, she's fucking gone.
I'm here. I was just bending over.
Hell yeah. All right. She knows how to get our fucking audience going. Good job, Chrissy.
Yeah.
Look, we got a great show planned today. Quick makeup show. Zach D'Amico doing his fucking thing. Right now watching WrestleMania. If you're watching WrestleMania, you're a fucking loser. I'll tell you right now, straight up, I shouldn't say that. If it's on and you're sort of like, all right, whatever, there's nothing else going on, fine. But if you fucking care, like if you made it a thing where you're like, dude, I can't do anything else tonight, you know, and there's nothing to do. Everyone's stuck in quarantine. But if you made it a thing where you said, hey, you know what? I can't fucking, you know, do a podcast. I can't watch anything else. I can't play video games. I can't fucking have a nice date with my girlfriend. If wrestling is important to you and you're a fucking adult, you're a fucking loser. And that's okay. I'm a loser. I'm not hating. I can't sit here and fucking, you know, I'm not gonna pretend that I'm better than you, but just fucking know what you are. You fucking suck, dude. You're an adult who likes pro wrestling. And that's a category of person that is below most people, or what should be most people's standards. So that's how I'll open up the show right now, okay? And I might have just made half my audience feel like shit, but go fuck yourselves. You're losers, and I don't really want your listens as it is. Great show planned today. Incredible guests, as usual. Colin Terrell is back on the show. What's up, doggy?
What's happening, dude? How are you doing?
Chilling, man. What are you doing, dude? You bought a fucking 8 panels of soundproofing. You put them right behind your head.
Yeah.
This guy fucks loud.
I don't think it works, man. It's just for to make it look like I've got a legit studio.
Like, what did you do? Is that your bedroom? I have
a studio in my room. Yeah, I have a spare room that I turned into like a studio, multi-camera operation. So we're coming for Gas Digital. We're already taking most of your fans, and this time next year, we'll be the number one podcasting network in New York City and the East Coast.
I feel like you don't even know why you put your soundproofing like that. Like you just said, fuck it, dude. I'm going to throw it there. There was no rhyme or reason as to why you set it up that way.
Yeah, not really, man. No. You called me and I have to admit it. But it looks all right.
It looks legit.
Yeah, it makes a good frame. It looks cool.
Yeah. It looks like solar panels.
That's what they are. Yeah.
I just did his podcast. Very fun time on the Are You Garbage podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, Philadelphia's own H. Foley is here.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, Mr. Gomez. It's great to be here. Good to see you guys. Colin, nice to meet you. Chrissy, good to see you again. Shannon.
Do you not know Colin, really?
No, never crossed paths. I thought he was in Ireland for a second. I was like, damn, these guys got some pull.
This is going to be a fun show. Here's what we're going to do today, because I had a really good time on the Are You Garbage podcast. I don't know when that one comes out, but it's going to be your biggest episode you've ever done. We're going to play Are You Garbage with Chrissy and Colin today. Have either of them done your podcast before?
I've never met Colin either.
You've never met Colin either?
No, we've met. Oh. Don't worry about it. That's all right. This is hard, man. When Chrissy forgets you, you gotta change your life.
We lived together for 3 years. What the fuck?
Colin's just gonna pull out a gun and blow his brains out on the street.
Dude,
my producers are telling me I've met you at least twice.
It doesn't get lower than this, guys.
Hey, Chrissy, did you just say your producers?
Yeah.
That's your carer.
Your roommates? What are you talking about?
Tits. That's her major producers.
My boyfriend. That's why that's my joke, because he lives with me. So.
He's your carer, Chrissy.
He's my handler, yeah.
There you go.
So, yeah, well, look, we're going to get into that. And also, ladies and gentlemen, you guys fucking know her. You love her. Good friend of mine. Been on the show many, many times. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the lovely Chrissy Mayer. What's up, girly girl?
Hi. Thanks for having me.
You're drinking wine. You're apparently you're in front of some sort of like lawn ornament that you put in the corner of a room for some reason.
Yeah, it's called a lamp. This is a lamp. And this
doesn't look like it should be on the front of like somebody's lawn though. Like it looks like a lawn lamp.
It turns on and off.
It looks like a street light. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
And I have chalk because I have a chalkboard wall right here. I can write, you know, all sorts of things.
The alphabet.
Yeah.
JFK is alive. Okay.
Anyway.
All right, I like how Chrissy's getting fucking. She's very conspiracy-like. I like it, Chrissy.
Right. Whoops. Hold on.
So, look, we have a shit ton to talk about today. And I'm very excited to have you guys all on the show today. I did this Are You Garbage podcast, and it really made me realize how much garbage I am. Very quickly.
That's very not quickly. True.
Yeah, I mean, I'm garbage. Talk to us a little bit about your show, and I want to put Colin and Chrissy to the test because I'm going to tell you right now, I have a feeling that both of them are garbage.
I can see that with the I can smell the boxed wine on Chrissy from here. So yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Hey, let's get out.
What are you drinking? Ah, there you go.
Troy.
Ah, what is that? A 2022 vintage?
Yeah, this is a 2018. It was $5.
There you go. Garbage. Very nice. So Are You Garbage is a podcast that my partner, comedian Kevin Ryan, and I do. And we were always under the impression that no matter who you are, where you're from, money, you know, none of that shit matters. We all do garbage things. So we developed an ongoing game, which through a series of questions, we find out if a person's trashy or if they're, you know, classy individuals. So we have guests on every week. Lewis did the show on Thursday. That episode's going to be out this Monday. And they're just simple things, you know, like you want me to ask Chrissy a couple of questions?
Well, ask him some of the questions that you asked me, because here's the thing. It's not like, oh my God, are you a certain class? Do you make a certain amount of money? It's more about who are you deep at your core? What would you do in this scenario? Because garbage people act a certain way. Garbage people were raised a certain way. They're bred a certain way. The foundation that they're built on is made a certain way. So they look at the world through a garbagey lens.
Yes.
So that's what we realized very quickly. Because I'm fucking successful as fuck at this point. You know, I got to be honest with you. Louis C.K. put out his special today. He's officially jumped up ahead of me in terms of being more successful. Now he's the most successful Louis, but he'll go back down. They'll kick him down again, so it's okay. But ask some of the questions that you had asked me, because I thought these were some great questions, and I thought they were very telling.
Yeah, I mean, we tailored those questions to you a little bit, but I mean, just you know, the rough idea. Chrissy, did you have carpet in your bathroom when you were a kid?
No, we had like little area carpets.
Did you have the one around the toilet?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's garbage.
Yeah, but that was in one of them. And then in the upstairs bathroom, we had like a square.
Ooh. It was just Chrissy's mouth. They used to just make Chrissy sleep next to the toilet and people would piss on her.
Such a big family.
Colm, you're not double jointed, are you, by any chance?
No.
Can you do anything with your toes, like pick things up or play the piano?
I can do that.
Oh, Chrissy's excited about being garbage.
So he can play the piano with her toes, but not her hands. Her fingers are...
Chrissy has no talent with her mouth, but Chrissy, she can do three different things with her feet.
She's the best podcast guest with her feet. That's great.
Did either one of you guys ride dirt bikes when you were a kid? Those little mini bikes.
No, but I borrowed one from the boy down the block.
What'd you have to do to get it from him?
You know.
Oh man, that's garbage right there. Have you ever slept with a babysitter? That's one.
No.
Ever worked at the mall?
No.
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
Did you work, Colin?
I worked in like a phone store, like an AT&T type of thing. An Irish version of that.
A kiosk?
No, not a kiosk, actually, no.
Was it in the middle of the mall, dude, or was there a fucking...
Nah, it was in a store, but I do remember...
If you worked at a kiosk, forget about it.
I had a job interview for a fucking e-cigarette kiosk, and I didn't get it.
Did you wear a suit?
I think I fucking did something. I tried to make myself look nice for sure.
You just look like you would definitely steal e-cigarettes.
That's the only reason I was going in for it.
It's yeah, I
five finger yeah, discount.
Mall jobs fucking suck dick in high school. Yeah. We all had. Did you work at the mall, Chrissy? No, you didn't. What was your first job ever, Chrissy?
I was a lifeguard at a pool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saved lives.
And how old were you?
I started when I was like 17.
Did you actually save lives?
Yeah, I saved 5 people over the course of the time I worked there. And then I became the diving coach for that pool and then like went around to the different pools coaching.
This is a mixed race pool? Or
yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they allowed all different kinds of people.
There you go.
Yeah.
If you worked at a racist pool, you're fucking trash. Yeah. No Puerto Ricans allowed out front?
There's no lifeguards at a white-only pool.
Yeah.
Chrissy.
Yeah, I actually got groped during a save. There was a 15-year-old boy in the dive tank, and we did what's called a 3-flap rule, which is if you're, like, literally, like, you flap 3 times, then you go in, because sometimes people are fucking with you. But, like, so I went in, I did the save, I put my arm around him like that, and then you swam with the other arm, and he fucking grabbed my tit, and there was nothing I could do. I, like, got inside, I was like, get out
Chrissy, that's the plot of The Sandlot. We all saw that movie.
Was there a guy named McGlovin at the pool that day?
No, he was a Hispanic boy.
Hey, listen. It's a good move.
Most dramatic saving. What was the time where because you said you saved 5 lives. That is definitely fucking overshooting. You didn't actually save. If you weren't there, you're saying 5 people would be dead.
Dead or disabled or brain dead or, yeah, like too much water in their lungs. Like
or coughing been, or just
yeah, there would have been
annoyed.
The sniffles. Son would have had the sniffles.
Slightly inconvenienced.
You know, it depends where you are in the pool. If you're in the kiddie pool, yeah, you're the only lifeguard. But if you're on the shallow side, yeah, another guard would have gotten to them eventually. But like with the dive tank, you're like the only guard. So it's like that person could
okay,
have
so this is the dive tank. So this is like, this is the diving board and you're the lifeguard of the diving board. So give me the most dramatic life-saving. Somebody did a backflip, they smacked their head into the thing and started bleeding everywhere.
Yeah. People like shitty people trying to dive or like kids that are, it's always like none of my kids ever hit their head on the board, but it's like,
Chrissy, there's one. Tell us the one.
Okay, the one, there was one.
What are you in here? Are you in a one-piece or a two-piece? What are you?
I'm in a two-piece. Oh, no, you mean for lifeguarding?
Yeah.
Well,
not now. What are you talking about?
Did you say you're in a two-piece now?
I always wear a bathing suit in case, you know, who knows? When I was
if you wear a bathing suit as underwear, that's garbage right there.
I would wear a one-piece, but it's like in the, you know, as I was starting to get out and do more coaching, then they offered a two-piece, but I wasn't going to wear a two-piece while I was coaching because that doesn't look professional. And like the parents, like they don't want, I don't know. I didn't feel like good being around people's kids, you know, 8 and up in a two-piece. So I would just wear like a one-piece. But
okay,
yeah.
So back to the story. All right. So tell me what happens. Give us the set up the scenario. You're a lifeguard. Okay. You're wearing a two-piece. Everyone's like, well, it's kind of disappointing. We wish it was a two-piece. But
So yeah, they're like during, you know, there was a kid, you know, just like a teenage boy who like tried to do a flip. He like slipped on the end of the board. He slipped on in the middle of the board, tried to do a flip, like just cracked his head on the board and then like fell, flipped the rest of the way in. And then there's a whole different protocol for that. Like you got to go in, you got to like support, you know, the head and neck and like swim a certain way. And you do a certain whistle blow for them to get the backboard. And it's like a whole thing, and there's fucking blood everywhere, and everyone's staring.
Oh, you jumped in the water with his blood?
Yeah.
Fuck that. If he was bleeding, I would literally let him bleed out. I'm not touching some guy's fucking blood.
Well, you're not touching the blood. It's in the pool. It's like washing away. And you're not touching, like, the head part. You're just stabilizing, you know, the spinal cord.
You saved 5 people. Was there anybody that you failed to save because of slow reactions?
Did you ever lose anybody?
Yeah, well, there is. So Chrissy. I was in the lifeguard office. I was a rookie. My sister was also a lifeguard, but she was like a few levels ahead of me, whatever. So somebody.
So you were like
in.
You were like an open mic lifeguard. You were like
I was an open mic lifeguarder. I was just like
a family
somebody
business.
Came in. So he came into that lifeguard office and said, "My baby's choking." And then I panicked.
My baby's choking?
Yeah, me and my sister ran into the
bathroom. Slammed his head off the floor.
We kind of like ran away. We like went and got the more senior guard to like come help because like we know child CPR, but we were like, we don't want to be responsible for this baby dying. So we went and like got somebody else and then we kind of like scampered off.
Like, I don't have a gag reflex. They're like, not now, Chris.
The baby wasn't choking. He was just laughing and happy. And then, like, I don't know, the parent was like, thought he was choking. But really, he was just like.
I think it's just all that we asked a story where she didn't save the person. So I wonder how this turned into the baby wasn't choking to the baby ends up dying anyway.
Yeah,
the
when
baby,
did this kid get shot? What's the deal here?
Come on, did you drop the baby? Did you drop the baby?
When did you throw this kid down the steps? Let's get to it. He was laughing too hard. You had to shake him. Listen,
Did you give this baby AIDS? What's going on, Chrissy?
Yeah. The baby's fine.
That's a terrible ending.
But there was a time where I thought he was choking, and I kind of ran away.
Oh, so you weren't going to save the baby. If the baby was going to die.
Somebody else needs to do this.
Did anybody ever die on your watch or at the pool while you were working?
No. Not that I at other pools, but not that I have seen anytime I was lifeguarding.
Yes, Chrissy. We know people have died at pools in the world. Thank you for clarifying.
Not on my watch, baby.
What about your sister? Your sister ever kill someone? Your sister ever kill someone?
She got 12 bodies on her.
No, Amanda Mayer never killed anybody.
Yeah. I don't think you should let 17-year-old kids be in charge of the lives of other children.
Yeah, looking back on that, man, like I remember like being a little kid at the pool and like thinking like the 17-year-old lifeguard was like, you know, she was like fully developed. She could have been 35 in my eyes. But now I look back on it, I'm like, this fucking kid was watching us.
You're like, now you look back, you're like, damn, that kid is fully developed.
I should have fucked her with that.
Holy shit.
I should have played dead.
Look at the body. 17's
a little old for me.
A woman amongst kids.
Oh, Mrs. Lifeguard, I'm drowning. Mrs. Lifeguard. Oh. Mrs. Lifeguard.
Lifeguarding at my pool, it used to be super fun. The lifeguards would like, they would shout their orders. Like, oh, they would take the loudspeaker and be like, who wants bagels? Who wants tacos? And the lifeguards would just raise their hands. But like over the years, they cracked down on shit like that. So you couldn't just like
shout. You lifeguarded at Good Burger?
Yeah. No, we would just like, people would order, like, who wants coffee?
Chrissy, you know? Fries in the window, pick them up. And the Lewis kid's drowning again. I think you might be laughing.
We were there for 8 hours. You
had to eat. Who ordered the neck brace over here? Neck brace, cabana 2. I repeat, neck brace, cabana 2.
We did not have cabanas.
Oh, man.
Chrissy, where the fuck are you lifeguarding? Like, we were ordering food. I was working the drive-thru.
No, it's like the loudspeaker would be in the main office. Everybody didn't get their own microphone.
I picture somebody drowning at this pool every day.
She's,
like, you know, they have those.
Eat a burger?
We did have a
that's some good fucking. I said no onions.
Swim over to the side, Lewis. I have a chili dog in my hand, please. Thank you.
Chrissy, no, that child is drowning. He does not need a Happy Meal. Stop it.
I thought he was laughing.
So many
cracked
times.
His head open. He was having a seizure.
I am killing. I am killing today.
We were doing our jobs. 9 times out of 10, we pull a kid out of the pool. The parent would be at the fucking snack bar. A couple of
kids laughed themselves to death, did they? Like, no one drowned, but that kid laughed so hard he died.
Fuck me.
Chrissy.
That's funny. Ran a good outfit.
Oh, man. I would love to be at that pool. Yeah, that was like a responsible job as a teenager that you would get because you had to go do like a course and you had to like, it was like a whole, like from the jobs that I got, like you didn't need any working papers for my job, I get a job like cleaning up glass out of an alleyway for the summer. And it's like,
but at least you're not being timed on your swimming once a week, you know?
No.
We had to
get
our 200 meter timed every week. And if we were too slow, we fucking had to keep doing it till we made the time.
I remember, so I worked essentially every day since I was like fucking eight. Like, I was the kid who would go door to door asking people to, like, you know, shovel their driveways or, like, rake their leaves or whatever. And I remember when I was maybe 9 years old, I was going, like, I was asking to do, like, odd jobs. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, anything you need done, I'll do. It's really actually very sexy. Like, if you're a pedophile, this is the scenario. Like, this is like this little kid shows up, this little Hispanic kid shows up, and I got these fucking beautiful lips. I started off being these lips, and then the rest of me grew around it. Okay.
Yikes.
And I remember I asked this guy, I was like, yeah, do you need anything? And he was like, yeah, there's a bunch of like garbage in between like my house and the garage. It was basically a bunch of like beer bottles, garbage, trash. And he was like, go clean it. I'll give you $20 to clean all the garbage and put it in these garbage bags. So I did it. And it took like 2 hours to clean this guy's garbage. And then when I was done, he was like, yeah, beat it. I'm not paying you.
what the fuck?
Yeah, I'm like fucking nine. I'm like, what?
Wow.
So then I started taking the bottles that I'd cleaned out of the in between the buildings. And I started throwing them at his driveway and in between the buildings. So it was just like bottle shattering everywhere. I'm just like, ching, 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 ching. This guy ran out of his, I mean, dude, I remember what, like a full fledged grown man, like white trash drunk. This guy fucking bulldozed at me. Not even enough time to react, being like, oh, this guy's got me.
Were you 9 years old when you did this?
Yeah, dude. And he just fucking grabbed me by my fucking shirt and dragged me through the broken glass.
What?
The only point was to drag a child through broken glass as I shrieked in pain.
Jesus Christ. That's like something out of Sleepers. What the fuck?
Yeah.
That's worse than giving out pennies at Halloween.
Yeah, that guy, yeah.
Who gave you pennies at Halloween?
The truly most fucked up, shitty adults. They're like, I don't believe in candy. Have some pennies.
They were just anti-Semitic old people.
Yeah.
Get off my lawn, Jew.
This is what you like, isn't it?
We know what you came for.
They feed on pennies. they don't eat normal food. The Jew children.
But yeah, like when you, to get a job, you know, I never went through those processes.
You just showed up.
Yeah, I just showed the fuck up. What was your first job, Foley?
My first job was working in the back of a kitchen. I think I was 11 or 12. And I almost got fucking killed for it because
they were like, "You don't work here, leave, or we're gonna kill you."
Hey, fatty, stop eating all the mozzarella sticks, will you? Trying to get them to customers. I did that. I did eat like a pig at that place though, because it was run by an Italian family, and the grandmother used to come in and make two things. She would make the cannoli mix, which I would literally eat out of the container in the fridge when no one was looking, like a fucking little fat kid. And number two, she would make the sauce for the week or the gravy for the week. And she used this wooden spoon and she used a plate, this small little plate that she brought over from Sicily that she would put her wooden spoon on when she stirred the sauce. This plate had been through like fucking two world wars, an earthquake. It was the last plate of the set that her and her husband had before they fucking came over from Sicily. And one day I fucking broke it. Dropped it on the ground.
You fucking oaf.
Dude. And the owner, the son, he was like a grown man at the time. That's all his mom did was make the sauce and she would leave. And fucking, he's like, do not put this in the dishwasher. Make sure you take good care of it. If you break it, you're dead. I fucking smashed it like the first fucking second I got it in my hand.
What plate? You said, what plate you talking about?
Hey, go tell your fucking mother that, tough guy, all right? And I'm eating all the cannolis.
What? What did you say?
Sorry, I couldn't hear you. I was smashing this plate.
It was an act. No, what am I, a fucking hooligan with breaking a plate? Yeah, then I extorted the guy for $20,000. No, I dropped it by accident, slipped out of my fat little fingers, and I thought he was going to hit me. Like, I honestly did. I thought this kid, like, you ever see, like, when an adult and you're a kid and he gets so mad, you're like, what the fuck is this guy going to do?
Yeah, you mean, it's called my dad.
He was about to lose it, and instead, he just broke down and started crying. Oh, and just left
the plate.
The
oh, oh no, my oh, plate. The family of plates. Jesus. Mama, don't be so mad. This is Mama's favorite plate.
It was so stressful.
Fungula.
Just sitting there eating cannolis. It'll be okay, bro.
Hey, don't break, Tony. I don't want to tell you. You know what I mean?
I mean, I know somebody.
So
we find a replacement. We get a replacement.
Now, where'd you say this broad got this plate from? Sicily. Where the fuck is Sicily? It's Philadelphia, my friend. Okay. Tough break, kid. You open a business, you know how it goes. All right. I'm gonna take a 10-minute break and take a shit, and yeah. When I come back, tell the old broad to get me a couple of sausages on the fire. Will you? Thanks, bud.
Yeah, I'm going to clock out early. I'll see you guys tomorrow, yeah? Yeah, okay, take it easy. I'll see you.
Hey, boss, about that raise.
Can I get an advance on this week's...
11 years old asking for an advance.
Come on. You know I'm good for it, Tony. Dude, I'm down on my luck right now, you know?
I got screwed at the dog track. Do me a favor. Be a fucking friend there, okay? Stop crying over the fucking plate. That was 20 minutes ago. You got to move on. I need cash now.
Your fucking mother again? You're bringing up your fucking mother again?
Ah, this fucking pussy with his mother. Yeah, I broke the plate. I fucked her, too. What do you want from me? I'm drunk.
I've been drinking Anacet since noon.
I turned into Joe Pesci at 11. I'm asking for a fucking favor here, Tony. What the fuck?
Like, you never broke anything, Tony.
But he just started crying. It was like, it's like one of those things when, like, you know, your parents would yell at you and they give you the, I'm not mad, I'm just disappointed. That was like the ultimate one of those. He just started crying and he walked out the back door. Never said anything to me about it again.
Never seen again.
Dude, the only people that would rather, you know, that's like a famous thing. Like, you know, it's so much worse if my dad or my mom would say, I'm not even mad, I'm just disappointed. It's like, yeah, those parents didn't beat the shit out of them when they
exactly.
got mad. Like, I'm like, oh, I would way rather disappointment 10 out of 10 times.
Because
when my mom got angry, she I'll turned take... into fucking Thanos.
Yeah.
He would fucking half of the living beings in my home would be dead.
Would she give you like a poignant speech or before she started hitting you?
Yes.
Well, Lewis, destiny arrives to everyone all the same. Read it, run from it, but now it is here. Or should I say,
inevitable.
I'm here.
She just beats me with a fucking belt.
She was like, I'm not even disappointed. I'm just
she's got angry. Four. She's I'm got four other creepy angry. Moms behind her.
Shit, dude. Fuck that, dude. Fuck that. I would take my mom being disappointed.
Yeah, of course. That's
oh, my
crazy.
God.
What are you, nuts?
Oh, my God. I disappoint that crazy old angry, violent bitch any day of the week instead of getting her angry.
Colin, did you get hit when you were a kid?
Yeah, but not like scarred or bruised, really. Just a regular.
Yeah, we got
just a regular old Irish fucking one of these. His dad
I remember.
That's a
classic.
Just
two broken ribs. You know how it is.
Not enough
broken broken legs.
Not enough for me to learn my lesson, but enough to grow up tough.
Yeah, we got hit. Chrissy, did you get hit?
Oh hell yes, all the time. It was always my dad. My dad would always do the
By the
spanking.
Way, if Chrissy's boyfriend were funny in that moment, he would have punched her right in the face.
I swear to God, I was
He's
thinking
on the
exact
side
same
room.
Thing.
Hold on, I'm punching her now.
Like, just in the moment, she's like, all oh, of yeah, I got hit. Goosh, like a fist off camera, just into the fucking shot.
Dude, it's fucked up. I literally thought the same fucking thing, man.
Sorry, Chrissy. You got beat.
Who are you podcasting with, that guy?
yeah. I mean, like I've said it on so many other podcasts. My dad threw a chair at me when I was 8 once. He would always spank the shit out of me.
Are you a wrestler? Jesus Christ.
yeah. A bulb.
He'd spank you?
Oh, yeah, constantly.
Would he choke you?
Over very little. No, not choking. That I didn't like.
Colin's getting real creepy here.
Did he twerk your nipples?
My brother would be like, he would do like the Bart Simpson like choking thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then my mom one time tried to like wash my mouth out with soap. Like she actually tried to like pry my mouth. And that was my first victory as a child, that I held my mouth shut so hard that she couldn't like put soap in it. And I was like,
is that what happened to your gums?
What?
Is that what happened to your gums? Like your mom, she tried to pull your mouth open so and you clamped
that's
down?
That's
a chemical reaction to Irish Spring.
Now you know what happened.
Chrissy, you know all the soap. Chrissy, you know I kid. You're so hot. We all fucking love Chrissy.
What was yours, Lewis?
What'd you say?
What was yours? What was the worst beating you ever got?
That guy who dragged me through a pile of glass in between his building and his garage.
Damn.
That's pretty bad. Brutal.
No, did he ever get in trouble for that?
No. My mom, I told my mom and she like, I think she tried to fist fight him or something. It was like, yes, I'm garbage. My mom tried to fight a guy that hit her kid.
There you go.
That's like good. That's good. That's not garbage.
I know,
that's
but garbage, it's still not the good. Appropriate. It's just not the appropriate response. Like, yes, no, she should. But it should almost be like in like theory. She should be like, I'm going to kill that man who put her hands on my baby. But no fucking self-respecting white woman actually does that. They call the cops or you fucking get a man involved. You don't actually go and fucking start to square up with a guy and fucking get punched in the face. Just get beat up by some drunk guy on your lawn in front of your kids. Jesus Christ, lady. Get your shit together.
Don't find a lesbian. Well,
how did you think this was going to fucking end, lady?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a question that we asked you on Are You Garbage this week was, have you fought any other kids' dads? Because I could just see you fucking up. I could just see you fucking up some kid.
All the time. My mom fought other kids' parents regularly.
That's awesome.
I watched that happen so many different fucking times. And that's the one cool thing my mom did do was she just sort of had like a, even though I watched my mom get her ass kicked a couple times too, she just sort of had the attitude of like, if you fucking hit me, I'm going to punch you in the fucking face. It's going to be a problem. If you look at me wrong, I'm going to fucking say something and it's going to be a problem every time. So I think that, overall, it's just sort of like a don't fuck with me type of attitude, and it gets you into more shit than it gets you out of. You know, so it's good to a certain degree because you stand up for yourself. But that sort of thing, you end up just going down a path where, like, I'm just kind of in shit regularly because I'm telling people to not give me shit. So, I don't know. It's not really the right way to be. Real quick, I want to get some plugs out of the way.
I like Mrs. J. Gomez.
Mrs. J. Gomez was a garbage human being, and I'm glad the Lord took her from me. Let's get some plugs out of the way real quick. I gotta grab something real quick while we do that. So Chrissy, plug what you gotta plug, and then go to Calm, and then go to H Foley. I'll be right back.
Okay. Hi guys. Hi. my podcast, the Chrissy Mayer Podcast. It's on YouTube, Spotify, SoundCloud, wherever you can find podcasts. Check out the Wet Spot on Compound Media. This coming Monday, we have an all porn star episode, so that's gonna be really exciting. Follow me on TikTok. I'm on there, and it's happening. It's a thing. All the other social media too. And then hit me up if you want to talk conspiracy theories.
Oh yeah, we got to get into that a little bit. What Chrissy was saying before we got on air.
Chrissy's woke.
I'm scared everybody.
Chrissy's third eye is open.
My butthole.
And I don't mean your pussy. Fuck it.
Guys, H. Foley here. I got the podcast, Are You Garbage, with Kevin Ryan. We're doing two a week now that the quarantine's going on. Monday, we have Mr. Lewis J. Gomez. Episode drops this Monday. Please check it out. And also, we're doing daily episodes of our Hard Feelings podcast during the quarantine, too. So every day you can hear us. Hard Feelings, and twice a week you can hear Are You Garbage, H. Foley, Kevin Ryan, anywhere you guys find pods. Follow me on Instagram, at H. Foley on Ice on Twitter, and at Foley Grams on Instagram. I can't do TikTok because I don't want to get arrested.
Colin, nice. Did you plug?
No. Yeah, if you want to find me, you can find me on Cash App, at Colin Tyrrell. Just whatever, send me money and a request to do something, I'll probably do it. No request is too high. I will assault someone on your behalf. So just at Colin Tyrrell on Cash App. That's it.
I want to get one of those fans-only things. Start showing my butthole. Those chicks.
Yes,
make
get ass. Only fans. Do it.
Karen's making some money. Karen Feeds making some money.
Karen's crushing her OnlyFans. Guys, go subscribe to Karen's OnlyFans. support her. I think you can get some pussy shots.
Lewis is fucked up right now.
What? I just took a...
He's got the Legion of Skanks Reddit page if you want to see Karen's OnlyFans.
Whoa.
Really?
Whoa. Yeah, they posted them. But you
know
what?
It was an issue.
It wasn't. It, she talked shit, but she said as soon as she complained about it, it exploded.
That's my fear. Like, I have a Patreon where I post naughty photos, but like anything I put on there, I'm okay with it getting out because people are always going to take screenshots of stuff. But that sucks. Like, if I was naked, I wouldn't want that to be.
It's just you can take screenshots, but it's like you don't want to fight. Like, if I'm beating off, like, let's get real, right? Like, here's the thing: you're not going for the category of guy that is going to beat off to two or three screenshots. That's a certain type of person. Yes, there's probably 20 guys on the Legion of Skanks subreddit that was like, cool, I'm going to beat off to these photos. But then there's another 50 guys who saw that it was there and was like, yeah, I'm not going to fuck. I want to go look at all these photos and beat off the way that I want to beat off. We're used to beating off freely.
Like a gentleman.
Okay. Yeah, like I'm not going to beat that's off nice. Like to a fucking grainy one shot. It's like, no, I want to see the variety. I want to jerk off to the one, then jerk off. Then maybe I want to be able to put that there and save that there, look at some other shit at the same time. Guys, masturbation has become a pretty fucking high level thing. So, yeah, fine. You're probably giving away a little bit, but I think you're probably, it's far outweighing the negative. There's more people buying.
It's a nice free sample.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, people, Netflix used to let people give out their passwords. They didn't give a shit. Let people get used to the service. Get people fucking addicted to the service.
It's like Gas Digital 7-day free trial, right?
30-day free trial right now, baby boys.
You're giving it away. You're giving it away.
Oh, yes. Hold on. Chrissy was showing those titties. Hold on.
Guys, sign up for my Patreon. $8 a month for all this.
Wait, am I above you? Am I above you in everyone's screen right now?
In the industry,
you're top left.
You're to the side.
Oh, because it looks like I'm above you right now. I was on a spit on you.
Guys, if you guys love the show, go subscribe. GasDigitalNetwork.com. The entire on-demand library, Real Ass Podcast. Every episode that we've ever done, it's available at your fingertips. You get pre-release, uncensored episodes, ad-free episodes. You get the entire on-demand library for this show, Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me, Zach and Miko's Midnight Spook Show, SDR Show, Shannon's The Thing Is, Ding. So many incredible shows, 22 shows on the network. Use that promo code RAP30, get a 30-day free trial. 30-day free trial, get the premium service, guys. I'm telling you right now, you have 8,000 hours of the funniest fucking podcasts on the planet whenever you want. Start from the beginning. Go back from the beginning of Legion of Skanks. Start from episode one. Go all the way through now. Go through all the way to the beginning of Real Ass Podcast. Come all the way through now. Do it right now. Use that promo code RAP30. We're doing a special promotion just for the end of the world, guys. So you get 30 days for free. And, I mean, if worst case scenario, society collapses in 30 days. Best case scenario, you guys keep your fucking membership and you guys have access to the greatest podcast network on the planet.
Simple that sounds that. Like a seal.
It is a fucking seal. Thank you, Chrissy.
Yeah, it sounds good.
What was your first job, Colin?
My first official job.
First
was
official job on the books.
McDonald's.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, McDonald's first job. Still a good job. Looking back,
did it start out as an Irish restaurant because it's McDonald's?
It's actually just the name of every person that owns a business in Ireland.
Oh, you mean the fast food restaurant? No.
No. Never heard of it.
That's confused.
I'm at the hospital. McDonald's.
Oh, McDonald's library.
Oh, I'm at the bar. McDonald's.
Yeah. McICU.
So you worked at an Irish McDonald's. Was there anything different from the Irish ones than the American ones?
Had to be.
You know, there was in fucking you go to Montreal, they sell poutine.
Ugh. Huh? There's no Irish. The Shamrock Shakes we bring in for St. Patrick's Day, yeah. No, oh. there's no Irish unique food for some reason.
No potatoes?
There's fries. Yeah.
They have fries there.
That's the fries, okay. Yeah. McMashed potatoes. McMash. You don't have McMash?
Big Mac Shepherd's pie.
What do they call them? They call them...
Corned beef. Corned beef.
Don't they do that in different McDonald's? In different, like...
They do. If you go to Indian stuff, it's all lamb and shit like that.
Oh, yes, because they don't need cows, right?
No.
In India at all?
That's it. It's sacred. Only the Hindus don't think the cows are sacred, but the Muslims don't think it's sacred.
The right? Muslims just shit all over it.
Muslims don't give a, or is that the opposite way around?
Muslims
I don't know.
Don't, Muslims don't eat pork. Hindus don't eat cow. Don't eat beef. Hmm.
See the boat wrong.
And none is of them that... eat pussy.
Yeah, so what is...
So, I thought that was a good joke. They let you burn. She said column, but whatever. You'll get there.
I said column.
She said no one eats pussy.
None of them.
It's true.
You had to be there. You had to be there.
All right.
Hold on. In India, do they not sell beef?
No, it's all lamb. Burger. Like a Big Mac comes with lamb, ground lamb.
I mean, at that point, it's like, just fucking stop. You just don't have McDonald's.
I'm sure you wouldn't even notice the difference. It's so much salt and plastic and shit going in there. I don't know who.
No,
I think you'd know.
Were you involved in the...
If you go to like a McDonald's in England, right, they have like fish and chips.
No.
I'm positive they do. They call it a Royale with cheese. Yeah.
You're just mashing random bits of information into like a sentence. It doesn't mean it's correct.
Fucking kiosks, $15 an hour. You don't even know, dude.
Come.
What?
Have you watched the Netflix series McMillions?
Yeah, I watched it. Yeah. It's not on Netflix. It's on something else, isn't it? It's on HBO or something.
Amazon Prime.
And HBO, whatever. Same thing.
All right. What about it?
Is that like Crazy Rich? Is that like Crazy Rich Asians for Irish people?
Yeah.
Just some farmer with a load of cows. Just fucking.
Marrying a McShane. I'll tell you that right now. Noel McShane's taking over my farm.
Yeah, and they have to do the fucking head on camera and talk about it.
Scandal. The Monopoly scandal during the what 90s aughts. Where the mob had control of the winners, of the $1 million winners and the high prize winners of the McDonald's Monopoly game. And the guy was fucking giving them out to friends and family and how they caught the guy. It's like a multi-episode series.
What do you think? He was involved? He was a kid working there in the one in Ireland.
He knew about it, you know.
Wasn't that the thing, though? Didn't 9/11 sort of cover up that scare? It didn't cover up, like... Didn't that, was that, Shannon, didn't we talk about this on the show? It was like on 9/10/2001, they uncovered this McDonald's scam. And then 9/11 happened. And they were like, we have no time to pay attention to this fucking dumb McDonald's Monopoly scam. 9/11 just happened.
Right. And then it was swept under the rug.
Yeah.
It
wasn't really gave a shit.
Yeah.
I don't want to fucking talk the C word, okay? We've done a great job and not even mentioning it this episode. This is how good we are, guys. An entire bunker episode, we haven't mentioned this stupid fucking virus.
I thought you were talking about cunt. I was like, what the fuck?
The C word. Chrissy.
Like me? I got me.
I was like, Jesus Christ, Lewis, where are you going with this?
But I will say that I saw a stat yesterday. They were like, the deaths surpass 9/11. Coronavirus deaths surpassed 9/11. And I'm like, I mean, guys, is that not just like a sensationalized, what's the point of that fucking fact and that statistic?
Yeah.
Like, what is the point? Like, it's just to make it seem fucking bad and devastating. It's like, 3,500 dead, like that's sort of like
it's just letting you know that the Chinese are better at terrorist attacks than
that's true.
The Muslims. That's what
I feel like that's what they're gearing for.
Yeah, it was Bill Gates. If you want to blame anybody, blame Bill Gates.
Well,
yeah,
for what?
Why Bill Gates?
Well,
Windows sucks. What are you talking about?
What? Never mind.
Yeah, I know. There's supposed to be conspiracy theories saying that Bill Gates is involved and blah, blah, blah. I don't know, dude. I've opted out. I stopped paying attention to the news on... I check in like every 2 or 3 days.
It's like 2002.
I check in every 2 or 3 days and I'm like, where are we at? Has it turned? Are we getting better? And every 2 or 3 days, I'm like, nope, it is not. It's gotten substantially worse. In fact, if you do it like I'm doing it, it actually seems worse. You know? Mm-hmm. It's like, you know,
it's like when your nephew grows a few, and you don't see him for a few months. You're like, Jesus, you're so tall. Like,
holy shit, you are just like, shooting up there. Huh?
It's so good looking. It's like that with bodies, though. It's like that with bodies of old people.
So that's what's happening like, now. I'm like, every 2 or 3 years, I was like, wow, you sure have grown. Wowzer. Holy shit. Give me my tape measure.
Anyone taking bets on like the amount of deaths and stuff?
Celebrity death pool?
No, we did the deaths or the celebrities, but all sports has dried up, right? So people don't have much to bet on. So how about tomorrow? What's the over under on 600 new American deaths?
You know, how many deaths are. Every time I read it,
I think should play it. Real ass podcast.
The real ass death watch.
Watch, yeah, and we all put throw in money, throw in a dollar or two. Whoever gets closest to the number wins the kit, the kitty.
Or what about the total number? the total number of deaths by a certain date.
Yeah, I'll do it. All right, throw in
worldwide.
Yeah, because that's even better because it's harder to.
Our channel right now, what's the worldwide death rate at?
They're underreporting, so you're never going to really know.
All right, can you stop with this fucking Sam Tripoli shit right now?
Jesus Christ, Chrissy.
We get it. They were fucking actors. No kids were killed in fucking Newtown.
I do agree with, but everything else she said is crazy.
I had no idea.
Crazy or true?
The death toll right now is 64,716 deaths.
It was literally 45,000 last I checked.
So wait, what was it yesterday? So we know what the increase is.
64,000.
716. As of April 5th, at 1:53 GMT, whatever time that is.
General Mountain Time, you twit.
No, but I don't know what time that is here.
You said 65,000?
64,716.
3 hours earlier is Mountain Time.
All right, so let's all put a bet on for what date it lands on 80,000 global deaths.
Where is it?
I think that'll be tomorrow.
Oh, will it? I don't know.
I don't know.
Someone's here. Someone's watching this, ready to take our fucking money.
My problem is because I'm gonna put it on it, and now I'm gonna find myself rooting for global deaths of old people.
It's gonna happen. No, because it's gonna happen regardless. You might as well enjoy it. You're not actually creating more deaths. You're just enjoying.
Lewis, what are we doing here? You want to make a little fucking money or what? Come on, let's do it.
The deaths that are already happening.
You would have put this. You would have put this money on the NBA or something. Anyway, come on.
All right, give me a parlay.
All right, now how about this? We'll do Price is Right rules. So whoever's closest without going over to the actual number, we will do 1 week from. We'll do 1 week from today.
Yeah, and we all have to guess what number it is.
Yeah, and whoever's closest without going over.
Right, I'm not involved in this. I can't do that.
Foley, stop being a fucking.
Why you got an addiction?
No, I'm fucking 44. I'm overweight. I smoke. I'm going to be probably in that fucking pile. What are you talking about?
Well, then you've just changed my number, I'm guessing.
I said a fat kid don't make it till Thursday.
So what are you saying? April 12th? We have to guess what it is by April 12th?
How about we'll do it by this Friday? So this is Saturday? So we have 6 days. This Friday, we'll go over the number on Friday's show, Shannon. And then we'll have a winner. We'll pick a winner here. And then
whoever's closest.
Yeah, whoever's closest without going over gets a signed picture.
Yeah,
Chris's
I'm going to guess the
10th. They get a free pass for Chrissy's Patreon.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, Chrissy, you're guessing what?
I'm going to guess Friday, the 10th. What?
You're supposed to guess the number.
Oh, fuck.
He's going, we're going to pull the number on Friday the 10th, and you go.
Number for what day? Next Saturday? All right.
No, Chrissy, you have to pick a number of people dead on Friday when we do the pool.
All right, fine.
So essentially in 6 days, how many people are going to die?
All right, 90,000.
You say it's going to be 90,000. That's a good guess.
Yeah, baby.
All right, Foley.
I can't bet on that, man. We're going to all burn in hell. What are you, crazy?
Yeah.
Foley, you're already burning in hell for breaking that old lady's plate.
All right, yeah. What's it at right now?
64,716.
Give me 81,000. Go ahead.
81,000. Okay,
Colin. Wait, can I bet a dollar?
Are you crazy? I'm going way up higher than that. I'm going 105,400.
Really?
105,400.
Colin's going to be out there clipping people.
You think a peak?
this one counts, I'll tell you. He got hit by a bus, Colin. No, fuck that. He had a fever, I'm telling you. Before he died, he told me he wasn't feeling well.
Just before I hit him with his hammer, he told me he was coughing on me. And
You're going to go cough on people.
Yeah. Shannon, what do we know what the death toll was yesterday or even a week ago? Like, what was the death toll a week ago?
Because that's this is terrible. You know we're all going to get it now, right?
I've got it on my phone somewhere.
Foley, did you just fucking do this? Like, you, like magic exists in the world? Like, that's a real thing?
Yeah.
Sign of the cross?
Yeah.
All right, listen, Lewis.
For the bad stuff, I believe in it, yeah.
Lewis, yesterday, the deaths were 59,140.
Okay.
And today is 65-something.
So it went up 5, about 7,000.
But I think it's exponentially growing.
It's exponentially growing, yeah.
And explain what that word means to Chrissy, because she doesn't know.
I know what it means. I was an IB student. Thank you very much.
I'm going to say... All right, so, Colin, you said 105,400?
Yeah.
I'm going to say 105,401.
Oh, you little bitch. That's not real ass, dude.
Yeah, that you is can't the opposite do that. They can't what do that Price is Right bullshit.
Shannon, you better have hit a Price is Right drop right there in post.
everybody unsubscribe to this podcast right now. No, everyone else.
They're fucking doubling down, dude. People are fucking donating right now. I don't even have a donate button. They're trying to figure it out.
Can I put in a guess?
Yeah.
Sure.
Why not? Fine. No. You go before me.
She go, quick, 105,402. Come on, Shannon. Come on, Shannon.
What?
Fuck him
what
over.
Is your guess?
I say 111,000.
Ooh. 111,000. That's a lucky number. All right.
A bit sadistic, but whatever.
Jeez. You know what, guys? How about this?
I said 90,000.
22,000. I'm going to be fucking positive. I'm going to be a little bit positive. 22,000 people will be dead next Friday.
Yeah, I want to go on record and say I hope nobody else dies of it. We get this thing over with and back to
fucking business. Yeah, yeah. We'll all vote for you when you run for president.
Fucking Hollywood Foley. Okay, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, look who's going to be on Joe Rogan next week.
I don't want anyone to die.
Oh.
You fucking pansy. You want no one to die? You fucking fruit.
Oh, I broke a plate one time.
Wrote a song about it. You guys can check it out on my Instagram.
I want everyone in the world to live.
Imagine there's no heaven.
Faggot. Oh, gosh.
You make me fucking
everybody
sick.
Everybody was kung flu tight.
Oh, no.
So, did you guys watch the new Louis C.K. special?
I haven't got a chance. I'm gonna watch it after this.
I watched the first, like, 10 minutes of it.
There's people who want to cancel everybody who was in the list of people who were thanked that Louis
C.K. Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, really? Jesus, really?
Now for blood. Yep.
Wait, can we go through it and then agree with who should be and who shouldn't be canceled?
Yeah. All right, let's see where it is.
I didn't know there was a...
There was like a thank you list. I know, like, I think like Vecchione and Joe List were thanked and stuff like that.
Yep.
And they're trying to cancel those guys now.
Dan Natterman and...
Vecchione could use the heat, dude.
That's on Louis. Louis, that's like ratting people out. Louis should have fucking kept his mouth shut.
Shout out to all my friends.
Good job, Chrissy.
That's it. Oh, God damn it. I don't have a whole team.
I was excited about this. I was excited about the people who were going to get
there canceled. Is a whole. I know Dan Natterman's on it. Adrian Iacolucci.
Brennan. Brian.
Fuck, I can't find it.
Brennan. What?
Yeah, Kevin Brennan. All right, here we go. Lane Coplitz, Kevin Brennan, Joe
Boo.
List, Tony Woods, Mike Vecchione, Mike Early, Greg Hahn, Keith Robinson, Joe Mackey, John Fish, Dan Natterman, Bobby Kelly, Adrian Iacolucci, Paul Kozlowski, Annie Letterman, Cyphus Downs, Erica Rhodes, Sean Donnelly, Will Silvence, and Dale McPeak.
Who?
They're all just people that open for him, right?
Dale McPeak. Oh, the manager from McDonald's that Colin worked at?
Caught on the line again.
Hold Mr. McPeak.
I got a flashback.
I'm like, do you know him?
Oh, Mr. McPeak, I never thought I'd hear the name again.
Oh, for
cool that's a name I haven't heard in many a summer.
Oh, Dan McPeak.
Sit down and I'll tell you a tale. Sit down and I'll tell you a tale. Was it
what
good?
Poor Louis. I mean, let him fucking put out a special. At this point, who fucking cares?
Of course.
He's just putting it out independently. Yeah.
It's funny. I put up a tweet today saying that don't watch Louis C.K. He's a rapist and he rapes women, and I don't support rapists. Just like joking. That's a classic joke. And
obviously.
Yeah, but the amount of people that hit me up are just like, he doesn't rape women, and that's not true. It's insane the amount of people that have come to his
defense. At all?
Well, they came to his defense. Who's scouring the internet looking to defend Louis?
Lots of people to say he's
not a rapist.
They're just comedy fans. That's the thing. You end up having fans of yours that follow you that are actual comedy fans. So that's all that is. I mean, at this point, people got to just fucking chill. You know, what are you going to do? I posted a tweet about it, and somebody, one of the websites, posted my tweet as if I was against Louis, because I just made a joke. I just made a joke saying, and this would be really funny, like if you bought that $8 video and you press play, and it's just Louis staring at a camera naked and just jerking off for an hour straight.
That would be
the fucking funny. Like nobody in the world would ever be able to deny that's the funniest thing that's ever been done. Exactly. Like, he just beats off, like, he just...
ugly little red dick.
His victims would have to go, like, you know what? That's the fucking funniest thing that anybody's ever done, ever. He jerked off for an hour. He came at the hour mark on cue. That was fucking crazy.
Wow. That takes skills.
Yeah, but, you know, so people don't even understand sarcasm. There was a great tweet the other day by Matthew Broussard. And actually, let me pull it up because I don't want to...
The great Matthew Broussard.
Love Matthew Broussard. Monday, yeah, Punday.
Sounds sarcastic, Chrissy.
Do you guys know that Bowen Yang said no one in New York comedy respects Chrissy Mayer? Do you know he tweeted that shit?
No way.
Oh,
how does he know that? Get out of my head, Bowen Yang.
Anyway, and then he was mysteriously suspended.
Oh, dun, shit. Dun, dun. Did you get Bowen Yang suspended, Chrissy?
Are you ratting out the Asians?
No one will know. No, I just was like, oh, wow, he didn't even at me. He just, like, fucking wrote my name out.
Well, that's good.
Oh, yeah. Fucking Shannon's on it.
This wasn't. Look at this.
Shannon, this wasn't the tweet, but that's, this is actually a great tweet, though. I'm proud those women came forward and forced Louis to do something he should have done long ago. Spend more than 1 year in a special. That's a great tweet, too. That wasn't the tweet I was talking about, though.
Oh, wow.
Great tweet. Great tweet. Great
It had nothing to do with Louis, the tweet I'm talking about. Hold on.
Segment called Great Tweets.
Good job, Broussard. He's more than just a pretty face.
Good tweet.
Yeah.
I saw that guy, Chrissy. Red Bar wasn't too kind to your video. Did you see that?
He's always fucking on my ass. He's been making fun of me for fucking months now.
Red Bar is the man in his own little weird way.
You know, yeah, you gotta respect what he does. He's got good taste, you know.
He's a dickhead, but I like it. I like hearing him take them down.
Yeah, I don't dislike him. I get it. You know.
Yeah, I mean, look. It Red Bar, he is a fucking, he's a savage.
Does it like Santino, no?
Yeah, he doesn't like anybody, dude. Red Bar, but look, Red Bar has taken shots at me a million times.
How could he?
It's just the reality is, like, you got to be able to laugh at yourself. I think the problem is most people aren't self-aware. So if you're not willing to laugh at yourself, then I think he sort of sniffs that. And then he goes, oh, cool. Well, let me fucking pull on that thread because I can tell this actually bothers him. I think, you know, with somebody like me, like, I legitimately think he's funny. And I had him on my show before. He's been a guest on my show before. So it was just a little bit different. So when he takes shots at me or Big J or Dave or whoever, I've always just sort of like laughed and been like, oh, it's funny. It's objectively funny, a lot of the shit that he says. So if you remove yourself from it and you don't take it personally, you go like, oh, it's just sort of.
Because he doesn't know you personally.
Does like a TMZ of the fucking New York comedy and LA comedy community.
I love it. Like, I love it.
Yeah, if he's
shit up left and right, but he's like
He makes shit up, but he's funny and he says things in a position where he's not afraid to.
He knows what makes for good radio, and he's entertaining, and in that sense, he gets it.
Yeah. Well, you know, he doesn't like Chrissy. At least he gets that much.
Well, I like him.
You like him? Oh, shit.
I think I tweeted at him, or like I put in their chat once that I would watch him and his girlfriend or wife like have sex, and then they like, I think it freaked them out. But I'm just trying to get in there.
I hope it all works out for everybody. Well, I was looking for this fucking tweet, but I can't find it. Whatever. It was just something along the lines of like, you can't call it the Chinese virus, no matter what the Jew media will tell you. So he tweeted that. It was a great fucking tweet, and people just like, dude, people just take things so literally. They don't understand the irony, why it's funny.
Yeah,
people are calling him anti-Semitic, and I'm like, what are you talking about? It's just a great funny tweet.
He is Jewish too, by the way.
Is he?
Yeah, he's Matthew's half Jewish, I think.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Regardless, though, yeah, people, when you post something on Twitter, you write something down. The problem with it is people could read it however they want to read it, you know, mm-hmm. and whatever spin they want to put on it. But even on a podcast too, because you can say something on a podcast and then they just take it and they write it and they go, well, he said this. They tried to do that with Legion of Skanks. They tried to do that with Shane Gillis. When that whole thing was happening with Shane, those guys were writing those articles. But what's funny is what Shane was doing and what LOS was doing was so funny that even when they wrote it out and they tried to make us look bad, it just was still hilarious.
It was even funnier, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was so funny. When Shane said that, what's his name, was gayer than ISIS?
Judd Apatow.
Yeah, Judd Apatow. When you read those words in print, Judd Apatow's gayer than ISIS. I mean, and you're reading an article that's trying to trash him, and you're like, do you not understand how fucking funny that is?
Yeah. So funny.
Judd Apatow would have to read that and go like, that's pretty fucking hilarious. He called me gayer than ISIS.
That's great.
It's really it's on ISIS, really.
Yeah. All right, we're going to wrap this one up here just a second. Make sure you guys follow everyone. Colin Terrell. Foley, what's your Twitter?
My Twitter is at H Foley on ice.
H Foley on ice.
That's right.
On ice.
Chrissy Mayer.
Yeah.
Right. Follow at Louis J. Gomez. At Shannon Lee. What is it? I am Shannon Lee. I am Shannon Lee.
Yes.
Shannon, I feel like you're a little low energy today. You should have jumped in.
Oh no, you have a bunch of great guests. I didn't want to ruin the flow.
No, this is
what's the truth? What?
She's just so black.
What's the real reason? What are you drunk? What's going on?
Shannon's just been finger banging herself the whole show. Hell yeah.
That's what I've been doing.
Good job, Chris. All right. Well, look, thank you guys so much for watching this episode. Hopefully we will be back to normal soon enough. I'm going to start coming into the studio, Shannon. Shannon, we're going to start doing the show from the studio again. I'm sick of this.
You think guests are going to come in?
Yes. Foley, would you come into the studio?
Yeah,
he would.
If it was like you, Shannon, and the other guy.
Yeah. See?
Hey.
Colin? Would you come into the studio?
I would drive in. Yeah. I would drive in, park out front.
I've been sleeping in the garden.
See?
Me and Harrington sleeping in the gas digital since you've abandoned the lot.
Where do you think you got the foam in his studio behind you?
All right, guys.
I've been looting the place for 2 weeks, you dumb bastard. What do you think?
I'm looking for far-leaf clovers.
Oh, shut the fuck up, Chrissy.
Jesus, Chrissy.
That's too far. Come on.
You're canceled. You fucking, that's stepping over the line.
You fucking cunt. Racist. You dumb cunt.
That's all right, terrible. Guys.
You bird brain.
We'll check you guys on Monday. Realize Podcast. Peace.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, everyone.
Later.
C'est la vie. Adios. Good riddance. Fuck you.
That's all, folks.